This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in beautiful Washington, D.C. at PHP World, and my special guest is my good friend, Miss Tessa Moreau. Hi, Tessa.
Hi.
Now, this has been a great conference. It really has.
Definitely.
The sessions have been awesome. Your keynote was, your messaging was spot on.
Thank you.
I always like to get a little background for people when we're talking to them, because you're not new to the community, but you're new on the scene as a speaker and stuff like that. You've only been
Correct.
Doing that for a year or so. So there are people that don't know you as well as I do. I get to hang out with you at conferences and talk to you on Twitter all the time, and that's a privilege of mine. Tell us a little bit about how you got into web design or web development.
With web development, it started out with going to college when I was 16 years old. I actually started a couple years earlier and didn't have to do 11th or 12th grade. And by taking a special test to get in. And I started taking web development courses. Mm-hmm. And after I learned how to build web pages at 16, I started, and I was huge into video games then, and I started, I built my own online store because I was like rich in the video game of digital items. Mm-hmm. And I was addicted to buying and selling and buying and selling. And I did that as like a job. So I actually had a job at 16 years old.
Oh, wow.
And it was an amazing experience, and I did it every game that I played. I used it to make money in some way. And I loved building websites since.
Well, talk to us, because obviously if you were that into games, then you've been a part of at least one gaming community, possibly more. Talk to us a little bit about the community and how being a part of that community help you once you got into programming and being a part of the PHP community?
Correct. I was in a video gaming community for 10 years. It was actually two different communities. Mm-hmm. And I spent a lot of time building reputation and being leaders in different parts of the gaming community.
Very cool.
And it helped me shape who I am now and how it's reflected how I represent in communities today.
I've
always like led guilds and led clans back when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And we hear a lot of talk about the gaming communities. I do a lot of gaming. I'm not in any of the communities. Mm-hmm. I turn my Xbox on, go kill things until I feel better, and then I turn it back off. But for someone who's actually been in the community or been in multiple communities, are they all bad? Or did you have good experience, bad experience? What?
My first 5 years in the first gaming community I was in was a very bad experience. And the whole reason why it was a horrible experience for me is because of the toxic behavior from almost everybody. There was no moderator to really watch and control behavior. So everyone kind of let their spirits free and a lot of people ended up getting bullied out. And I felt like I was one of the people that couldn't stand it anymore and walked away and found a better forum that started in 2005, and I was there for 5 years. It started out with a couple hundred people, and now there's 520,000 people in the community.
Wow.
And it's very successful, and it expanded from one video game to probably over 50 games that they represent in their community.
Oh, that is very
It's
cool.
Amazing.
So there are good gaming communities out there.
Oh, yes, definitely. And they have very strict code of conduct on their forum. Mm. And if you say there's like 5 steps to the ban process, and no one wants to get banned because your complete reputation's done for once you get any kind of ban.
It reminds me of a few years ago in the IRC channel, PHPC, the community channel. Mm-hmm. That grew from just a group of friends that would get together, and they made the mistake of inviting me in, and I was the editor of DevZone, and so I posted on DevZone, hey, everybody come join us, you know, and you know, we got 300-400. It grew very quickly, and
Wow. It
got to the point where there was a lot of behavior that was bad behavior, but nobody would step up. And so those of us who were the operators basically got together and said, okay, for, I think it was for 6 months, every time any of us enters the channel, it's going to op us to
right.
let people know you are being watched. And we did, like your community, we had a set of guidelines. This is how you handle the behavior. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's you talk to the person, then you talk to them privately, and if they still won't, then I think at that point you ban, but you have to post the conversation to the operator's mailing list so that we know all the rules were actually followed, and then we can discuss it. And if that person asks and is agreed to change their behavior, they could come mm-hmm. back in. So it was a very formal process for a long time. These days,
the way it should be, though.
Well, these days that community has, or that channel mm-hmm. is a lot more self-regulating.
Mm-hmm.
But I attribute that to people like you know, Matthew Turland and Lig, who and the other ones there. Those are the two that I remember. But they took the time to really clean it up and help people understand this is the channel, or in this channel, this is the behavior we expect.
That's good.
And now we don't have nearly the problem. I'm still in the channel, but I only monitor it like every now and then. Usually when I see somebody talking to me, I'll pop back in. But so, yeah, the community, our community has gone through some of that as well.
Right.
So you transitioned from gaming communities to Joomla.
Yes, in 2009 and 2010, I ended up having two kids 1 year apart from each other. And at the same time, I was in college, and at the same time, I applied to a bunch of jobs just for fun, as like a joke. I'm going to use them to practice interviews. And I ended up getting hired as a full-time web developer, and
very
I was
cool.
really shocked because I was still only 1 year through college and not even close to being done. So they let me learn how to do the job while I was finishing college, and it was very exciting. And 2 days into my job, they put me in full-time Joomla training. There was classes nearby, and then 30 days later, they're sending me to conferences to learn more about Joomla, and I started volunteering on a Joomla forum. It's an actual business, and my second month knowing Joomla, I was helping everyone in the community for free and teaching them how to use Joomla. And I started jumping in the WordPress and Drupal forums and basically doing the Google research for people. I'm really good at researching, so I can, you know, answer questions I don't have a clue about all the time. It's a great thing about being a teacher, too. And yeah, from there, they contacted me and asked if I wanted to work for them part-time. So I actually worked on an open source forum for 2 years during that time and joined the Joomla community during that time too. And I've been in the Joomla community for over 4.5 years, or 4 years.
That had to be very early on, right after the split, when Joomla became Joomla.
That was in 2005.
Oh, okay,
so
okay.
I was still very young then.
Okay. So you have become a part of this, but you've risen up and you're actually in the leadership of the Joomla project now.
Correct. I joined the leadership team over 2 years ago. I joined the board of directors, and I resigned from that position and joined the production leadership team. Hmm. I actually applied to both positions. There's three leadership teams, and they asked me if I wanted to join about a year in, over a year into my position in the board of directors, and they asked if, you know, they'd like to create a developer advocate role mm-hmm. and like me to represent our core team and go to and talk about Joomla at dev conferences. So
very cool.
And another goal that they want me to do is I created a job description, and I'm going to have, excuse me, one representative in every region of the world to go to conferences in that area. So
nice.
I'm very excited about that. I'm about to make an announcement soon for the roles and start the hiring process, and it's going to be amazing.
That's very cool.
It's going to be a lot of Joomla spread around the world and outside of Joomla.
I was very surprised. We're sitting here talking. Drupal 8 has released today.
Yes.
But I was very surprised when I was working at Pantheon. I found out that Joomla actually has more installs than Drupal does. The numbers are WordPress, Joomla, Drupal, and mm-hmm. I had assumed because of the high visibility of Drupal, I assumed it was the number two package. But Joomla is very well respected, very very widely used out in the internet.
Right.
So. It's fascinating.
We've always, been proud to be kind of like the middle CMS, one that does a little bit more than WordPress and the one that does, a little less than Drupal. And we don't want to step on anybody's toes and try to stay in middle ground. So
Kathy and I have have used Joomla to do several sites for customers along the years, and it's a very good experience. Hey, you rose in prominence and you in responsibility in the Joomla community, mm-hmm. but you also have been taking a leadership role in the PHP community.
Correct.
You run CPHP, or you're a part of the leadership of that,
yes.
And you were on the organizing committee for Pacific Northwest PHP.
Correct. So Jeremy Lindblom was always the main organizer, and I was the co-organizer, mm-hmm. and same with the conference. And he recently moved with his family to Arizona, so I recently took over, and now I'm the main organizer for both the Seattle PHP meetup and the conference.
And that's a great meetup. I was privileged to speak at it right before the conference, and I just had a ball. It's a wonderful group of people.
Yes, I absolutely love leading in any possible way I can get my hands into. So it's a lot of fun. And actually, right after this session, I'm going to be mentoring someone on how to run his own PHP meetup group in his area.
Excellent.
So I'm very I'm anxious for that right now. I love to mentor.
Wonderful. Yeah, and we're very big supporters of local communities in wherever they are. And
mm-hmm.
Our sister project, Nomad PHP, I always start off with, if you don't have a local user group, go start one.
It's very important.
And was very glad to hear Lorna echo that sentiment, because that's very important. The local community is the lifeblood of the wide area PHP community.
So. Correct.
Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today. We've already mentioned it, but I want to ask you the same two questions I ask everybody. What's your local user group? What's the URL?
My local user group is the Seattle PHP Meetup, and the URL is meetup.com/SEAPHP.
Very good. Well, thank you for taking the time to be with us here on Voices of the Elephant, and thank you for all that you're doing to help make the PHP community awesome.
And thank you for everything that you do, too. You're a definite inspiration to everyone.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.